People in China are very concerned with swine flu. How about people in Britain?
That's Michael from Tianjin asking about how British people look at swine flu. I'm Neil, and you're listening to BBC Learning English.
我是杨丽，大家好。今天的英国问答节目，我们一起来看看英国人对猪流感是什么态度。
Your questions answered.
Your questions answered.
答案就在 BBC.
Ask about Britain.
There's been a sharp increase in swine flu cases in the UK recently. So what do people think about it?
Well, I've had swine flu, and you can probably still hear it a little bit in my throat. So it was not too bad.
That's our editor, Alison. She's been a recent victim of the virus, but she said it wasn't too bad when compared with tonsillitis, which she had before.
Tonsillitis, 就是扁桃腺炎。
I've had tonsillitis before, and that was much, much worse for me. I was iller for longer, and I had more of a temperature. But this time with swine flu, I had about a week of feeling quite ill, but I didn't feel like I was dying. I just felt rotten. My throat hurt, I had a cough, I had a terrible headache, and a bit of a temperature.But I've had worse before, and actually I'm quite pleased I've had it now, because maybe it will boost my immunity.
他说啊，猪流感远远没有扁桃腺炎那么严重。With tonsillitis, she felt much worse. She was sick for longer, and she had more of a temperature. 其中 much worse, longer 和 more 都是形容词的比较级。
So how did she feel this time with swine flu?She said she was quite ill, but not dying.
就是相当不舒服，但是不是死去活来的那种难受。
She just felt rotten.
To feel rotten 就是感觉很糟，很不舒服。What were her symptoms?
She had a sore throat, a cough, a terrible headache, and a bit of a temperature.
嗓子疼 a sore throat, 咳嗽 a cough, 极度的头疼 a terrible headache.和低烧 a bit of a temperature. 不过他很高兴，因为这次生病可能提高了他的免疫力。It will boost her immunity.
As swine flu is a respiratory disease and can be spread by coughing and sneezing, some people are trying not to go to crowded places.
Respiratory disease 就是呼吸道疾病 coughing, 咳嗽 sneezing, 打喷嚏。Now listen to Vicky talking about her friends.
Yeah, some friends of mine who live outside of London recently were really scared about coming to London, and especially about going on public transport and the tube. They actually decided, instead of going by public transport, to actually drive up to London. And I was kind of not worried at all, because I come to London all the time. But they were all a bit nervous, especially because one of them's pregnant. So that's why she's especially nervous about it.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
People in China are very concerned with swine flu. How about people in Britain?
In Ask About Britain today, we'll continue to answer Michael's question on swine flu, so stay tuned.
I'm not surprised that a pregnant woman should be scared about going on public transport in London. It's overcrowded.
However, for most people living and working in London, life just goes on as usual.
Well, I think like most Londoners, we just get on with it. We've had so many things to worry about before. One more isn't really going to move us. Everyone comes to work. Everyone gets on with it. That's it. When we get it, we'll just have to go to bed and have a nice lie down. That's all there is to it.
It's true. We have so many things to worry about. And one more isn't going to move us.
So everyone comes to work. Everyone gets on with it.
To get on with something here means to stick to your normal routine.
就是照旧做某事。Next, we hear from a few more Londoners whether they are scared of swine flu.
I'm not that worried about swine flu. I think if people are just careful, they wash their hands, they cover their mouths when they sneeze, wash their hands after that, throw away their tissues, it should be fine. There's no need to panic.
I just say, I'm not really that scared because it's just as bad as normal flu. And because I'm a student, I reckon I've got a good immune system, so...I don't think it'll bother me that much.
I'm not really worried about it right now, not very much. I see other people are, though. I can't fault them for that. I think there is reason to be worried. But personally, I'm not so worried.
I think in general, there's no need to panic that much. I think the press might be blowing it out of proportion slightly. But in general, people are taking care about washing their hands after they've been on public transport, trying to stay healthy, eat lots of fruit and vegetables. So I think in general, prevention is better than cure. So people are trying not to contract the disease in the first place, and that's the best policy, I think.
Let's look at some of the key words and expressions we've just heard. There's no need to panic.
没有必要惊慌。
Good immune systems.
良好的免疫系统。
They might have blown it out of proportion slightly.
To blow something out of proportion, 就是夸大事实、过分渲染的意思。
Finally, prevention is better than cure.
这一点最重要了，就是预防为主，防病走在治疗前。Prevention is better than cure.
Okay, well, I hope we've helped Michael with his question. Do email us with any other queries. Our email address is chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
感谢大家收听，我们下次节目再会。
Goodbye.
You're listening to BBC Learning English.